He goes for the 18th of the Royal Chase at Cheltenham. He does that. He equals the record, and who knows from there. And a real character. 3 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news in sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.
Good morning, Madison Clare Sloan with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. A Scoot plane has made an emergency landing in Sydney after a passenger started fighting with others. He was restrained mid-air and hogtied. Federal police boarded the plane when it landed. Scammers posing as roof inspectors and insurance company assessors are ripping off people affected by Sydney's massive hailstorm last month. The Insurance Council of Australia warns fake tradespeople are door-knocking, offering building inspections and repairs for special cash rates, taking the money and leaving the job unfinished or poorly done. Campbell Fuller from the Insurance Council of Australia says they see this every time there's a natural disaster.
In many cases, they'll simply say, I'll do a cash job. Now, an insurer is never going to send someone to your door asking for cash for a repair, nor will they send somebody without letting you know first. So that's the first sign that this person might be a scammer, and there are teams of them working through metropolitan Sydney right now.
And touching your phone or smartwatch while driving could soon be banned altogether following a review of the nation's road rules. At the moment, we're allowed to touch our phones to accept a call or use GPS as long as it's in a hands-free holder. But the National Transport Commission wants to see that changed, warning any device that is used is putting lives at risk. In sport, the Socceroos have scraped through to the Asian Cup quarterfinals on penalties this morning, edging Uzbekistan in the shootout after 120 minutes of scoreless football. While in tennis, Novak Djokovic is a step closer to a record 7th Australian Open crown after prevailing in a testing 4-set encounter with Daniil Medvedev. Serena Williams has continued her march towards a record 24th Grand Slam title, defeating world number one Simona Halep 6-1, 4-6, 6-4 to book a quarterfinal clash with Carolina Pliskova tomorrow. And Ash Barty is Australia's final hope in the women's singles in the Australian Open this year. She takes on Petra Kvitova tonight. And in cricket, the Hurricanes have moved 6 points clear at the top of the Big Bash ladder after a 10-wicket demolition of the Strikers last night. That's all on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio takes you to Wentworth Park this Saturday night. It'll be a classic night of chasing with the heats for the National Derby and Futurity. Get all the tips Saturday morning at 10:45 on Sky Sports Radio.
And here is a champion. Cracksman wins the champion in fantastic style.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe.
First time, every time,
is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Join us at Harbour Diggers this Australia Day weekend. Friday, you'll have the chance to bowl at an Aussie cricket legend, and the Tab Jeep will be on site. Plus, don't miss the Big Sports Breakfast Team broadcasting live at the venue from 5:30 to 9 a.m. Visit harbourdiggers.com.au for more details.
Sky Sports Radio continues to bring you all of Harness Racing's Carnival of Cups action. Thursday, we're off to Tamworth for live music, fashion, kids' activities and the Golden Guitar. Tamworth's Carnival of Cups, Thursday night on Sky Sports Radio.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 4 at Randwick and Caulfield. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account bets only. Full T's and C's on website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Tamworth is a buzz right now, and horse racing is joining in the festivities. It's the annual Racing New South Wales Showcase meeting, with the maiden carrying $40,000 in prize money. Tamworth tips from 10, Thursday morning on Sky Sports Radio. On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is almost 8 past 10, Sky Sports Radio, we're your racing today at Wagga. Scott Sandbrook is there. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. What sort of a day have you got there?
Yeah, it's going to be a very warm day here. It's probably expected to climb into the high 30s, so probably not quite as hot as what it was last week. We had a quite a run of 42, 43 degree days. Mm. Slightly cooler, but still it's still going to be very warm.
All right. Now, the track, how have you rated that?
Yeah, the track's a good four at the moment. I haven't had any rain in the last 7 days, but it's had plenty of irrigation. Our track manager, Mark Hart, has been very mindful of keeping the water on it on the hot days, and about 62 mils of irrigation, so it's a good four at the moment, a great cover of grass, real good cushion of grass, so it should make for some great racing.
Right, terrific. So good day, fine, a good four, and I imagine you'll be keeping Man and Beast cool there today, Scott.
We sure will. We've got free entry today and free access to the members' lounge, and but the air conditioner's really pumped right up in the members' lounge, so anybody can still come down and enjoy the races in comfort today.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Scott. Have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
Scott Sandbrook, it is 9:10, Sky Sports Radio. John Scorsese is going to find the winners. Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. On the back up from yesterday's Narooma Cup day, it was an absolute cracker down there, Sean. Yeah, interesting comment there from Scotty about the weather. So, yeah, look, hot everywhere we go, mate, but the rail out 7 metres and Wagga, always a good contest down there.
Okay, now the first one, Perfect Style, 290, 2 Just in the Clear 11, 3 Exaggerate 7, 4 Wednesday Warrior 440, 5 Lula Reyes 360, 6 Fine Matale 6, 7 Diamonds for Alice 23. Favourite 290, 1 Perfect Style.
Yeah, probably got to go with it. 2 now with Ronnie Johnson down at Albury, but gee, the form up north, very good. 3 in a row there, and it was down the track at the Big Ipswich meeting there. But resuming first run in this area, we haven't seen it at the trials, but I had a look at a few of the tapes last night. It's got some toe. So, look, I'll go with it on spec from the good gate with Michael Hegney in the saddle. But these other couple are fit, and they're in form, and we know them, particularly Lulu Reyes. She was very good first up. But look, she's only got a plain second up record at the best of times, Sean, but she's a pretty nice mare. She wasn't disgraced last time, had to take the sit in behind them, and only beat them 2 lengths in pretty fast sectionals. So she's probably drawn to get the drop on them again today. And then we got Wednesday Warrior. Rode him a bit conservative last time. I don't really know if it was his cup of tea. Probably got to let him go. But, look, he's fit, and he runs the 1,000 terrific here. And, look, 6 Fine Matale at the 1,000 down in the way. It wouldn't be without some claims. But an interesting little race for a small field, 1546.
All right, race 2, the maiden over 1,000. 1 up on Bowley is 650. 2, Muradwell, 2 even, 3 out. 4, Durango Kid, 151. 5, All You Wish, 151. 6 and 7 out. 8, Stazana, 13. Number 9, Hardachak, 950. 10, Miss Warney, 950. 11, Molly Will, 61. 12, Moves Like ZZ, 9. 13, Samantha's Lock at 151. 14, Who Told You, 7. 15, Sam, 41. 16, The Nicotic is 14. And 17 out. Favourite 2 even, number 2, Muradwell.
Yeah, big representation from the Hayes Davenick Yard today down there, Sean. Look, I've got to go with Fonzie's Haywood's horse, Chris Haywood's Who Told You. I made it 14, 2, 1, and 12. I liked the most recent run there. It got back a long way. It saved a bit of ground getting through them. But, gee, I thought its effort was good. It was beaten under a length, and that was a $40,000 maiden on Francisco Pizarro. Well, Stazana come out and won out of the race yesterday. So I think gate 2, this is good value at $7. So I'll go its way. Look at Muta Darwell, the Hayes Davenick runner, the Morfordville placing. That was back in December last year, but only had the 2 starts, and they've obviously targeted these races with these horses. It's come up with gate 1 and Lewis German with a kilo and a half off. Pretty good value as well. Even money, it's short enough, but look, the top weight up on Bowley, now this has got some really good form out of those maidens that it went round in going back to April. Pardon me, Sean. Went into Romeo Vella and Denver, or Denver and finished behind it at Gundagai on debut. Then it got beaten behind Wolf of Peter Street, Tully Toff, Red Medusa. You wouldn't find much stronger maiden form than that. And it comes here first up with the blinkers off. I'd include it in just about everything. And 12 I threw in as best of the rest here. Moves Like ZZ. Look at this one of Jeff Gerais. Look, it's only had the 1 start and it pulled up lame. So it had trialled okay prior to that. So it's a bit of a watch. But I made it 14, 2, 1 and 12 in the second, Sean.
All right, the third one, Titan S 460, 2 Hail the Hero 240, 3 Poor Corner 41, 4 Purposeful, 950. 5 Celebrity Rain, 350. 6 Lawton Joseph, 550. 7 Petticoat Princess, 34. 8 Rising Force, 26. Favourite, 240. 2 Hail the Hero.
Yeah, not much between these two in the tips here. 5, 2, 1, 6. I'll give it to the Hayes Davidic runner here, Celebrity Rain. The Wangaratta win was pretty dominant there. And Echuca last time, well, see, it was deep. I thought his run was full of merit. So it nearly ran a mile there. It's certainly going to run well. This is the heat of the rising stars as well, Sean. So all the apprentices on show here. Look, it's going to be hard to beat Celebrity Rain with even luck. Look, 2 Hail the Hero was really good last time, and that race won by Waiting from Mate. A strong winner at Albury prior to that. Look, he's going to run well. Blake McDougall taking all before him at the moment, and they're the two. Tightness was good at Nowra last time. Look, she'll run well again here, and 6 Lawton Joseph for the first four takers. But I think they'll fight it out, these two. 5, 2, 1, 6, Sean.
All right, we go to race 4. 1 Pontbain, 15. 2 Kabank, 51. Number 3, Wahini Miss, 9.50, 4 Noble Duke, 13, 5 Bokosi, $5, 6 Jet Print, 19, 7 Lamore, 12, 8 Midnight Jumper, 19, 9 Out, number 10 Sister Hazel, 9.50, 11 Tiara's Glow, 6.50, 12 Trisha's Halo, 126, 13 Tycoon Dreaming, 3.10, 14 Typhoon Max, 13, 15, 16 Out. Favourite, 3.10, 13 Tycoon Dreaming.
Yeah, I made it 11, 5, 13 and 10 here, Sean. I've got to give it to the... to the 11 here, this one of Dave Blundell's. I know it's straight up to the mile, isn't it? But look, its last run was a beauty behind the chaplain, and well, let's do it. I think plenty of merit to that. It got an awkward gate, but I'm just going to take the punt on it, about $6.50, and look, I'll go with it on top at the value. Look, 5 for the Hayes Davenig runner here in Bokosi, and Mandalio Doro. The runs have been okay from this, and look, a middle gate for, and the claim, 13, it's nice and short, isn't it, Tycoon Dreaming? Its runs have been good, though, beaten a length and a half last time over this trip, and look, it's drawn deep, it is a bit of a concern, but you've got Blake McDougall to help you out with the steering. Just thought it was pretty short at those odds, but he's been knocking on the door, start number 19 for him today. He's got to be in the tick somewhere at the very least, and 10 Sister Hazel. Star number 39. Could this be the day? I thought it was last time, Sean. It went under in a real close photo finish. It's going to happen one day. Whether today, I don't know. 11, 5, 13 and 10.
All right. Now, the fifth event, number 1, American Honor, 23. 2, Leftover Diamond, 953. Citticini is 13. 4, Eurosay, 5. 5, Joyful Prince, 126. 6 out. 7, Lord Wimborne, 51. 8 and 9 out. 10, Wicca, 750. 11, Whiskey Queen, $1.65. Well, about 13, Written Treaty, 15, 14 out, 15, Tuskegee Navigator, 51, 16, Currawong, 81, 17 out. Favourite, 165, 11, Whiskey Queen.
Yeah, probably got to go with it here too, Sean, on the Victorian form. They've all been good, only the 3 runs. Pardon me. Look, a nice middle gate for it. It's probably the 1300 is going to suit it down to the ground. It was good last time at the 1300 metres, so we're just basically left with it. I thought Wickham might be the Quinella horse here, again for Dave Blundell, Kayla Nis, but this girl's only had 3 runs, and they've all been pretty handy. It came off a break and went round on New Year's Day there on its home track, but up to 1300 metres with the benefit of that. Nice type of horse, too. I've looked at this in the yard before. Look, it's a clear second pick for me. Then we've got 4, Eurosay. It comes here second up from a spell for Toddy Smart, and it comes here with it's got the blinkers on and the winkers off today, so it might be ready to improve second up. And Citticini, I thought it was not too bad last time. It was well fancied too at big odds, and its effort was pretty good there beyond Sunwoo. So look, you've got to go with the favourite though, Sean. It's got the right form. 11, 10, 4, 3.
All right, we go to race 6, 1 Friends Hall, $6, 2 Fashion Tip, $6.50, 3 Classic Choice, $4.60, 4 La Dalliance, $4, 5 Miss Farloo, $61, 6 Where's Pippa, $17, 7 Wolf of Peter Street, $4.20, 8 County Limerick, $11, 9 Tearful Kitty, $13, and 10 Primadini, $31. Favourite, 4 Even, number 4, La Dalliance.
Yeah, the fillies and mares, they're generally pretty even, aren't they? 2, 4, 3, 1 for me. Made this my take 2 horse the other day, Fashion Tipsy. I thought its run was very good behind Moving On Up. Look, the benefit of that, she's only lightly tried, but I think she's in for good prep this time. I mean, obviously, in this grade, she comes out of a class 3 and going back to 58. So even with the claim she'll carry 57, which puts her up 6 kilos, but I think she's on the up. So I'm going to go Fashion Tip up to the 1,200 second up. 4 has got to be in there, Love Dalliant. Denise Wise, this one down at Aubrey, and Blake McDougall. Some of the runs from this have been really good. It's run beyond News Girl was pretty handy and not too bad here beyond Rock and Roller. It was a good effort there after a tough run. So it might get a few favours today. It certainly deserves them. 3 Classic Choice is a key runner here from the Hayes Davenport Yard. The Benalla win was very good, and it backed it up okay all right last time at the 1,100 metres as well. So yeah, interesting that it won a 58 as a maiden. So must have a bit of an opinion of this girl in gate one. And gee, Little Friends Hall, she's built like a little tank, but she's got 64 on her back here, so it's no easy task. Real little good contest here. Shauna made it 2-4-3-1.
Right, race 7, 1 Rock and Roller, 340, 2 Lord Laurie, 850, 3 Ocean Hero, 850, 4 Halliday Road, 13, 5 French Politician, 23, 6 Pacific Tycoon, 14, 7 Real Key, 13, 8 Lighthouse is 61, 9 The Chaplain, 230, 10 Cobra Kai, 19, 11 Cosmic Star, 41. Favourite is number 9 The Chaplain, 230.
Yeah, short, isn't it? I'm at 1-3-9-2. I've got to go with Rock and Roller. He's up a lot in the weight, Sean. He's got 60.5. He's a good type of horse, so gee, he put up a good performance to win the other day. He got held up. I heard you talking to Matty Carl. He lost his momentum, the horse, but gee, he showed a good turn of foot when he let go. He's got the good horse's weight here, but he's third up, so I'm willing to go with him. Look, Ocean Hero, this was terrific at Aubrey when it won, and then it just didn't have anything go its way at all at Wagga's next go. I thought its effort beyond Triple Shot and Lord Laurie last time was quite okay. So it gets a nice gate and Kayla Nisbet in the saddle here. This is going to run well for sure. Look, obviously nice and progressive here, the Chaplain. But, yeah, look, he's got 57.5 against some of these horses that have been racing quite well and got a bit of experience. But, look, he's a lovely horse. It took him a while to knuckle down the other day, but he'll be improved again with that. So third up, he's got to be a great chance from gate one, but 2:30 is too short to my way of thinking, and Lord Laurie not without a chance on its run at Aubrey. So not that much separating separates a few of these, Sean. I made it 1-3-9-2.
And the 8th one, Aragonese, $6, 2 Get Your Kick, 17, 3 Balanza, 6.50, 4 Tudor Rule, 7, 5 Surprising, 750, 6 Ruby Sky, 440, 7 Thunder Tub, 6, 8 Cry Foul, 16, 9 Runhoff Run, 7, 10 Out, 11 Monsoon Charlie, 31, 12 Wimble Dice, 126, the favourite, 440, and that's Ruby Sky, number 6.
Gee, that's generous. 6, 1, 7 and 3, I thought she was the best bet of the day, Ruby Sky. She loves it here, Sean. Two wins from 3, this is her cup of tea. And look, she's made a good fist of it. The last couple at Caulfield was pretty handy behind Tavistock Dancer there. It was a mile back. It'll probably get back a bit here, but she just likes the run up to the corner. And if Maddie can get on the back of one, I think she'll just run straight over the top of these. She's a pretty nice mare. I can remember at the Sandown Lakeside, didn't have a whole lot go away there, so... Look, her form is first class, and she's back to a track that she likes. 2 of the 3 wins here, so she's at $4.40. We've got to go with her and make her the best of the day. Aragonese for Mitch Beer gets the 3 off for Michaela Carriage. Claridge, not too bad, and beyond Mark Tudor Rule last time. It's better for last couple have been solid enough to give it a chance against these. 7 I'll put into the tips here, Thunder Tub. Was okay last time. Look, I think it'll probably get a nice run here. So expect that it's going to run another nice race. And 3 Balanza, got to bring his A game here. But 6 the best bet of the day from 1, 7, and 3. And the lucky last, Sean.
All right, what's your best, John?
Well, I thought she was clearly my best, Ruby Sky. Obviously, we've got a couple of short ones. And we got, it's interesting when you get the Victorian form coming to the Southern Districts. Sean, it really puts some interest to it. We get that with all of these Hayes Davity runners. Gee, I think Rock and Roll will take some beating in race 7 as well, mate. So, look, some really good competitive racing today. Rail out 7 metres is the key, but still got plenty of track to to work with, and I'm expecting it'll be reasonably fair. I just got to keep out of that sun, mate.
All right, good on you, John. We'll hear you with the late mail throughout the day.
I'll look forward to it. Thanks, Sean.
23 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Oh, Susanna, she takes the glory in the 2018 SunMet.
All the glitters is gold at South Africa's richest race day, the SunMet. Don't miss any of the action, live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Sky Sports Radio takes you to Wentworth Park this Saturday night. It'll be a classic night of chasing with the heats for the National Derby and Futurity. Get all the tips Saturday morning at 10:45 on Sky Sports Radio.
23 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. Kayla Nisbet's got a nice book of rides today at Wagga as well. She's on her way there. Morning, Kayla.
Hey, Sean. How are you going?
I'm good. Now, you're on an old mate in the first, Lulu Reyes. You two know each other very well.
Yeah, we do. I've jumped around a few times and obviously had a lot to do there on race days, so I've been there a few times. So she was a little bit disappointing last start, but it was still not a bad run. So I'm hoping she can bounce back like she ran first up, and if she does, she'll be right to finish.
Now, Molly Will's an interesting runner. It's had a lot of trials, and the other day at Nowra, it finished 12-12, but it wasn't beaten that far.
No, it wasn't. It was only beaten 5 weeks as well. It's his first start for Donna, so sometimes a change of scenery can just be what horses might draw on a tricky gate, but it does look like it'll get back a bit anyway. So, form probably doesn't look great, but I wouldn't be ruling it out.
Right, and now you're on Midnight Jumper in the fourth, maiden over the 1600. You nearly got the money at Wagga on this last start.
Yeah, he's got plenty of chances. This is his 58th start. I was surprised. He really toughed out the other day. He ended up getting caught wide, and I sort of let him roll a bit early just to go with him, but he kept coming, and he surprised me because he really got to the line well.
Right, now Wicker, we're losing a little bit there. Wicker, they've taken the blinkers off this after he ran third at Gundagai the other day.
Yeah, they have. I haven't ridden him before, so I don't know much about him, but Darcy does a good job with his horses, so he'd be knowing what he's doing, and the times have been really quite good, so you'd think it would naturally improve a bit second up, and it's drawn a pretty nice gate, and I think it's in the right race.
Right, now you're riding Primadini as well in the sixth. This horse won at Gundagai on New Year's Day, and the other day at Wagga, you rode him, only about 4 lengths off him.
Yeah, the other day was actually quite good. It was obviously Gundagai was a much weaker race than the other day, so he stepped up in grade, and I thought it was not a bad run. It's drawn a bit awkward. I would have liked to have been able to sit midfield or so on it, but I'm not sure I'll be able to get there from the gate. It doesn't have a lot of speed, but I certainly think it'll be improving off his last run.
Right, Ocean Hero for Dan McCarthy, race 7, back in December, the middle of December, it won at Albury, won its maiden. A ninth at Wagga, but only 4 lengths off him. Third at Albury the other day, only 3 lengths off him. You've got to be a good each-way chance here too, Kayla.
Yeah. Actually,
the
form's all been really good, and it's never been beaten when it has been out of the money, and it's drawn a really good gate today, and not, I don't think, it's overly strong.
Right, and your final race, race 8, Surprising, and you rode this the other day at Wagga on Christmas Eve, was a good third. Oops, I think we might have lost Kayla there. A line may have dropped out. Let's see if we can get her back. Hello, you there, Kayla? Hello? No, in a dodgy area, unfortunately, but she's got a terrific book of rides today, and we wish her all the best. Great book of rides there today at Wagga, so hopefully a winner or three amongst them for her, for Kayla Nisbet. It's 27 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Today's form guide is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Punters, we bet you. You can't find a better betting app than the TAB app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis offers from the best in the business. Download the Tab app today and stay ahead of the game. Tab. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
The new Harbour Diggers needs to be seen to be believed, overlooking Sydney's beautiful Northern Beaches coastline. Join Sydney's premier club with membership starting from just $6. Visit us today and join at the club or get further details online at harbourdiggers.com.au. Sky Sports Radio is at your fingertips on social media. Get the racing tips, tab markets, sports updates and podcasts every day. And stay right up to date on Twitter at Sky Sports Radio 1.
The Australian Women's Health Diary funds life-saving breast cancer trials research. Just $18.95 from newsagents Woolworths and magshop.com.au. The Australian Women's Health Diary. Buy the diary that saves lives today.
Let's update the latest news and sport now. Here's Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, Ash Barty is Australia's final hope in the women's singles at the Oz Open this year. She takes on Petra Kvitova tonight. Well, in other tennis news, Serena Williams and Novak Djokovic have shown why they're the Aussie Open favourites, storming into the quarterfinals yesterday. Djokovic is into the last eight of the tournament for the first time since 2016, edging closer to a seventh Australian Open crown, while Williams outclassed top seed Simona Halep in three sets. The Socceroos' Asian Cup defence remains on track, courtesy of two sensational saves from Matt Ryan in a penalty shootout against Uzbekistan. While in cricket, the Hurricanes have blown the Strikers away, becoming just the second team in the Big Bash to score a 10-wicket win in history of the league. And Carmichael Hunt has said playing for the Wallabies at this year's Rugby World Cup is a major goal after being thrown a lifeline by the Waratahs. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Thursday mornings on Sky Sports Radio.
Looking forward to a chinwag today, as always.
Chinwag with Cozzy brings you in-depth chats with racing stars past and present.
Delighted to have a chat with you.
Hear what makes our racing personalities tick. Thursday mornings from 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Join us at Harbour Diggers this Australia Day weekend. Friday, you'll have a chance to bowl at an Aussie cricket legend, and the Tab Jeep will be on site. Plus, don't miss the Big Sports Breakfast Team broadcasting live at the venue from 5:30 to 9 a.m. Visit harbourdiggers.com.au for more details.
Oh, Susanna, she takes the glory in the 2018 Sunbet.
All that glitters is gold at South Africa's richest race day, the Sunbet. Don't miss any of the action, live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Join us for the Big Sports Breakfast Summer Edition, weekday mornings from 5:30. We'll have all the latest news from the world of sport and racing, plus expert opinion and special guests. That's the Big Sports Breakfast Summer Edition from 5:30.
Look, I'm afraid I'm leaving you. I know you've always been so good to me. You're always there when I need you. And the fact is, I still really love you. But, this is so hard. I have to move on. The guys are already on the beach.
Hate saying goodbye to your radio? Download Radio App on your phone and take your favourite station anywhere. Radio App, free from the App Store and Google Play.
The new Harbour Diggers needs to be seen to be believed, overlooking Sydney's beautiful Northern Beaches coastline. Join Sydney's premier club with membership starting from just $6. Visit us today and join at the club or get further details online at harbourdiggers.com.au. Sky Sports Radio continues to bring you all of Harness Racing's Carnival of Cups action. Thursday, we're off to Tamworth for live music, fashion, kids' activities and the Golden Guitar. Tamworth's Carnival of Cups, Thursday night on Sky Sports Radio.
On Racing HQ, Racing HQ, green lights on and they are racing. Here's On the Pace.
Tiger Tara, who's well out in front with Todd McCarthy. It's Tiger Tara who takes the tab in at a minion 2018 and in style.
And in style.
It's 28-11. We're going to see what's happening on the pace. The man who's got his finger right on the sulky is Greg Hayes. Morning, Hayes.
Good.